Well, hello again. So, this text for today. It's one of those that makes me a little nervous because it's so complicated, but I want you to hear a portion of it again today. So Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh."
Excuse me.
Yes?
This is my first time at a Christian service. Did I just hear you say I have to eat somebody's flesh?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you, but yes, that's what I read. That's what Jesus is saying in the scripture. But don't be concerned. Welcome this morning.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'm about to run screaming out the door.
Oh, right. I totally understand. I can assure you that we Lutherans, right, we are not cannibals. We do not actually eat flesh or drink blood here at the Lutheran Church.
Is that true?
It's true, right, everyone, right? Right, yeah. It's a very metaphorical way that Jesus is using to talk about himself. And he's using words that are kind of shocking. That little girl, I don't know her name, but that little girl who sat next to me and went, "Oh!" after I said those words, that's exactly the reaction he's looking for. He wants them to just go, "What? What are you saying?" And he got you too this morning, right?
He did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I get the whole metaphor thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I was listening to that reading, it seemed to me that Jesus meant exactly what he said. And,
yeah.
And you know, I'm getting so tired. I've gone church to church to church. I've been trying to find a decent church, and I had such great hopes for you people. But frankly, I am sick and tired of religions that say one thing, but then mean another. Are you saying that we're not supposed to believe what Jesus said?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Not at all. Know that there's a part of Scripture where Jesus is sitting down with his brothers and sisters, and he is offering bread and wine. And he says, when he lifts them up and says, "This is for you," he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So there is a portion of this event that we have every week where we remember. So it's a bit of a metaphor, remembering Jesus present with us. And remembering not only his presence, but what he is about to accomplish and has accomplished for us. So I don't want you to get the impression that I don't believe it, or that it's not something that we actually do, right? We do drink wine and we do eat bread. There is some literal consumption here. But the tricky part is how Jesus is present. So like I told the kids this morning, it's not as if it turns into human form and flesh, right? We can't pinch Jesus and he goes, "Ow," right? Well, I don't think so. That's not how I believe it anyway. But Jesus is truly present in the bread and wine. I do believe it. Don't think we don't.
But
there's this thing, though. Hold on. There's this thing. There's this difference in some of us Christians, okay? So there's this form of Christianity. We won't name them this morning. But there's this form of Christianity that actually does believe that the bread and wine, its substance changes. Somehow or another, the substance changes. They call it transubstantiation.
Dude.
Right. Well, that's not us Lutherans, and I'm really grateful for that, because I just can't really wrap my mind around it. But unfortunately, in a way, us Lutherans, we get a little bit more complicated. It doesn't change substance. So the bread and wine, it still remains bread and wine. So we're not literally drinking blood and eating flesh.
But he said, "Unless you eat of my flesh and eat and drink of his blood, I can't live. I can't live at all." I know the whole Twilight vampire thing is really, really big right now.
Well, we're glad you're with us this morning.
It's just, it's just too weird.
I know. They're not merely symbols. Somehow, Jesus is present. We Lutherans, we call it real presence. The substance of the body and the blood, they don't actually change from bread and wine, but somehow Jesus is present. So rest assured, when you come up to the altar this morning, it will remain bread and wine.
Well, that's a relief.
Right. But Luther also had this argument long ago. Luther said, "We do not make Christ's body out of bread. Nor do we say that his body comes into existence out of the bread. We say that his body, which long ago was made and came into existence, is present when we say, 'This is my body.' For Christ commands us not to say, 'Let this become my body,' or 'Make my body there,' but 'This is my body.'" So Luther, way back when, was arguing about this too. Trust me, we aren't vampires. There's no twilight thing going on here. In the Lutheran Church, we have two sacraments, though. The sacraments we believe, right, are baptism and Holy Communion.
You people are well trained.
They all pass confirmation, I'm sure. Yeah. So one of the things that we believe, that Luther also believed, I'm having a hard time with my microphone, was that there are two things that we need to survive. So he goes into this whole eternal life thing. If you have my blood, you're going to live forever. And I also think that means living well today, but also the ever after. So if you drink this wine and eat this bread, I will become a part of you. You will live with me and I with you. And these two things, baptism and Holy Communion, you need them in order to survive. Luther said, we can't live without them. The rest of the stuff, the Roman Catholic Church that he was a part of had lots of other sacraments, 7 of them. Luther said, there's only 2 that are necessary. The other things are great and wonderful. There's 2 things you need to live, and that's bread and wine, for Christ to be truly present with us. So somehow it's a mystery. It's true. But he's there, though the bread and the wine stay bread and wine.
So, if eat my flesh is just a metaphor,
yeah.
I suppose you will live forever means I'll just live forever metaphorically. Well, I'm sure you have a pat answer for this.
Well, yeah. You realize this is just my 4th Sunday here, so I'm just getting a little comfortable here, too.
You're the one with the robe. You must know.
You have a robe on, too, my friend. Just kidding. But it's okay. Just relax. We all don't understand it fully, too. This is that thing called faith, this mystery. Somehow we believe that Christ is present, though we can't fully explain it. That far-off eternal life thing that Jesus talks about is one of those mysteries of faith. You know, how many pictures do you see or beautiful, what are they called, in like cathedrals in the ceiling, you see pictures of heaven, right? With some angels on clouds and things. So I don't actually believe, and we as Lutherans, our whole church doesn't actually believe there's this like perfect heaven where we're going to go the moment after we die. I'd like to believe that sometimes because I could just kind of picture it. But Jesus said, you will live forever and you will be resurrected someday. So it's one of those things of faith. It's tricky, isn't it? But I think there's a presence here, living well here, but eventually living in the ever after. So not in some perfect heaven. Not in some perfect heaven on cloud, although maybe God wants us to live on clouds and float around like angels. I'm not sure. It's up to God, whatever it is that God chooses for us as
so
eternal life.
It sounds to me like you're not going to answer my question.
It's tricky.
But I guess I kind of like that because, you know, I've been to lots of different churches and they keep telling me what to think and how everything is and they have such perfect answers, and maybe it's okay that I don't completely get this whole eat my flesh and drink my blood thing, but I guess I'll try it in a little while and see what doesn't pop up.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be okay. I guess what I do know is that it seems to be okay with everybody else.
At least most of us, yeah.
So maybe, Maybe I'll try it. But I appreciate so much that you've let me interrupt so
Anytime.
Many times, because I've always wanted to go to church and do this.
I appreciate that you felt comfortable enough to do so.
But
this life of faith is complicated.
It is, but I think with what you've told me today, it's going to be okay.
It is.
And I think I just want to maybe see what God is going to do. And I think maybe that's what you're trying to say. Maybe God is trying to do something here and in my life and with these people. And somehow God is going to be in the bread and the wine, and God's promise is there.
Yep.
But maybe it's okay if I don't completely understand. Well, thank you for your time and your patience. And I'll probably see you next week, but I'll try to be more quiet.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.